Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. About an hour away before we get to LSU pregame coverage ahead of their 8 o'clock first pitch against Little Rock to help us break it all down, as well as going what was going on in all the regional action right now in the NCAA tournament. Mark Etheridge covers SEC baseball for D1Baseball.com. Mark, thanks so much for joining us, man. And just right off the bat, having the top two seeds in Vandy and Texas knocked off, quite a start to regional action here where it's just been wild and the unexpected has become the expected.
Yeah, those were two huge upsets. You had the SEC regular season champion, a team that won it by a couple games, knocked out, and really UTSA just took it to them. Texas had no answers on the mound, and the Roadrunners, who were the American Conference champions, regular season champions, just took it and won it in Austin. And then you look at what Vanderbilt did, number one overall seed, SEC tournament champions. They played three games, and they finished the weekend with 11 hits. That's just not – your margins are so small if you don't put the ball in play. And that's what they did. I mean, Wright State, Vanderbilt narrowly won in game one. They were no hit for six innings. Wright takes the pitcher out, and Vandy gets something going off the bullpen. But they really escaped. Then Louisville shuts them down in the winner's bracket game. And then Wright State handles them again after – Vandy gets an early home run and then didn't get another hit until the ninth inning. I mean, it was just a shocking turn of events how you can be so good against great competition down the stretch, and then Wright State has your number. And it just goes to show what you're facing. Once you get to postseason, it's a reset, and everybody there is either had a really good year or they're really hot or both. And that's what we're seeing, because we've had quite a few unpredictable results.
Yeah, and you're looking at some of these other ones, Mark. I'm just looking at it right now. 11 teams have advanced to the Super Regional round, but only six hosts so far. Now, the other five games in action all feature hosts, but they're all elimination games, the game sevens of their respective regionals. I just saw Tennessee hit a three-run shot to take a 6-2 lead over Wake Forest. So they're looking okay in Knoxville, but a lot of folks here are a little bit kind of stressed about this LSU-Little Rock game, Mark, and yep. Heading into the regional, Little Rock, we kind of mentioned they were the Cinderella story and everything like that, going basically, I think, 19-32 in the regular season, but winning all five games of their conference tournament to get in, and then coming out of the loser's bracket after LSU beats them in the opener to get to this point. And it just feels like LSU's got to figure out how to make the clock strike midnight on this Cinderella story.
Yeah. The LSU played so well in game two Saturday. I mean, it's probably about as well as they could play. What was 12-0, something like that. Yeah. Just a dominant performance. And honestly, when Little Rock beat DBU, I thought, well, man, LSU's going to roll over them the way they did DBU. And maybe LSU thought that too, because it didn't show up. They didn't throw strikes. Would they have 11 walks? I mean, it's just – a lot of velocity, just not a lot of strikes. And then offensively, you know, you're facing a team that finished 6 out of 8 in the OVC, got hot at the end, won the tournament, but not a deep pitching staff. And you would suspect LSU would have, you know, would have some success. It didn't happen. So I am curious to see how it'll go. You're going to see a whole lot of Cason Evans and Zach Cowan for LSU on the mound. And they have been good, and I don't believe either has pitched at all this week. So it should also be fresh. And I do like LSU to come through it. But offensively, that's the kind of year it's been for the Tigers. You have some great highs where they looked, you know, like one of the better offenses in the country, and then there have been some just head scratchers where it doesn't look like it's good enough. And that's the deal when you have pitching the way you have two of the, you know, with Anderson and Iamson, you don't typically have to score a lot of runs. But in games they don't pitch, which is going to be one of those tonight, the offense needs to step forward and carry their weight, and that's what I'm anxious to see.
Yeah, good news from the offense. It seems like Steven Milam, the monster, has woke up. But I said it last hour. It's like the bear is still in hibernation right now. Jared Jones just been struggling at the plate. And LSU really needs one of their stars at least to show up here in a game against Little Rock where I thought he was going to be able to tee off against their pitching.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I feel like this is a team in LSU that no one's doubting the talent, right? And you've got guys like Curiel and Jones and Milam. And, I mean, these are players who are going to get a chance to play pro ball. And it's just, I mean, with Fry as well, I mean, you have some real dudes. It just hasn't been consistent, and it really hasn't been what we all expected. I do feel like, though, it's going to be a late night at the box. It's going to be a legacy kind of game, regardless of the opponent. People are going to remember these Game 7 kind of moments. And it's a chance for someone to really step forward and either add to or carve a legacy, depending on who they are. And these moments, you just don't get very many of them. Some players never get them. And LSU's going to get a chance to do this, and I really feel like that someone, I'm not sure who it'll be, maybe it'll be a couple of people, are going to really come through it and be who we talk about all week heading into Supers.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Mark, and it feels like a lot of those players are going to have to come at the plate because, as you mentioned, with Zach Collins and Cason Evans, who haven't thrown this weekend but also haven't thrown in the past couple of weeks because they didn't throw in Hoover either, they're very well-rested, a couple weeks of rest for them. They've carried such a big load for this team all season long out of the bullpen anyway, so you know, maybe that's a big boost for them too. And then after Friday's game where LSU shuts out Little Rock and they throw Anthony Iansen in the opener, Iansen throws, I think, 98 pitches in like 7 2/3 innings pitch in that opener against Little Rock. And then Jay in the postgame said, if we need to go to him, you know, we feel good about his conditioning that he could potentially pitch on Monday if we get to that point. Well, you're at that point. And we'll see if we get Iansen tonight. I'm not exactly sure. It'll all kind of depend on how the game goes. But to your point, you feel good about the pieces you have on the mound. It's just a matter of making sure you can get the runs across at the plate, and some of these players definitely need to step up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, I do feel like if Evans can throw strikes and get deep in the game, and then you can just turn it over to Cowan, they're both stretched out. That may be all you need. Maybe you have a bridge guy between them, or maybe you have someone at the end, but I feel like this is, you know, this is just an opportunity. LSU's got to have that third guy anyway, right? At some point in the postseason, you're going to need that third starter that you're really depending on. And as you guys know, it's kind of been a revolving door all year. And Jaden Newton got his opportunity. It didn't go the way he wanted. And now maybe it's Evans' turn again. You know, he certainly had his opportunity. And then offensively, I mean, I can't help but think it's going to be Curiel, it's going to be Fry, it's going to be Jones, or maybe it's Josh Pearson, the veteran, big moment. Jay loves to stick him in, whether he's off the bench or where he can pick his spot, or whether it just, you know, the at-bat just seems to find him in a clutch moment. That's another guy I would expect to have a big moment before his career is done.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We talked a little bit about Vanderbilt and Texas being ousted. Another surprise for me, Georgia, man, Duke coming out of that regional. Basically, you know, there wasn't a shortage of home runs, we know, in that regional series. But, man, oh, man, to see Duke coming out on top over there, I know there were still the two seed right over in that matchup, but definitely didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, that's certainly a disappointment. You look at Georgia. Oregon was another team that they went 0-2 as a host. That was certainly a disappointment. There were quite a few around. I mean, Tennessee is in a dogfight. Ole Miss is in a dogfight trying to fight back. They're down 8-3 in the fifth right now. I mean, it's the SEC in general has had an underwhelming performance. Other than Arkansas and Auburn, everyone else has at least lost a game, and some, you know, didn't even make their regional finals. The expectations were so high for this conference. I did a story maybe it was a week ago about what is a respectable number of regional titles for the conference. And I said 7, and people thought I had lost my mind that it was too low. And we're looking at maybe 4. It's the expectations were through the roof, and you know, you have the top 4 overall seeds, you have 6 of the top 8, you have 8 of the top 16, you have 13 teams in the field, just dominated the regular season, and people are tired of the SEC beating on them. And boy, when the results started coming in and the SEC team started losing, man, the everyone else is living the high life right now and really enjoying this. But keep in mind, I mean, SEC's won 6 College World Series titles in a row, and as long as LSU and Arkansas and Tennessee and Auburn and those teams are still alive, they've got a shot to extend that streak.
Mark, I wanted to ask you about the Clemson regional, the regional that Baton Rouge is paired up with, because Clemson just gets annihilated by Kentucky to get eliminated. And then West Virginia and Kentucky, that was an awesome game. Like, those two teams were trading haymakers back and forth and back and forth. I was really hoping that we would get Kentucky to beat West Virginia to get a regional game 7 there as well. But West Virginia ends up squeaking out a very highly fought, contested 13-12 victory. I wonder your thoughts on this West Virginia team because, you know, by the end of it, they've swept through the Clemson regional, taken out Kentucky twice, and a Clemson team that was the 11th overall seed in the country. So I want to get your thoughts on West Virginia because if LSU does, in fact, take out Little Rock tonight and move on to the Super Regional round, that's who they'll be hosting.
Yeah. They were a team that they won the Big 12 regular season, and they were a team that maybe 3 weeks ago it looked like they had a great chance to host, and they did not finish strong. then so they end up as a two seed, go on the road and win. You might remember that they won a regional last year and ended up going to North Carolina as, you know, for a super, and played pretty well against a really good Tar Heel team. So it's a club that I would call them more workmanlike. They're not the most talented team, but they are really well coached and they will fight you. It's almost like when you're playing Kentucky, right? And you've seen those teams, how they just really put pressure on you, that they don't make a lot of mistakes. And I felt like that's what I was watching when Kentucky and West Virginia were going back and forth. They were two really similar clubs, and they played two, you know, nail biters in the two games that they faced each other. So I would think LSU would certainly be a prohibitive favorite at home against them, but that's a team that's going to make you earn it. And if you give them free bases and you kick the ball around, they're going to be a problem. And they've got enough pitching to keep teams down. So, yeah, it would definitely be a challenging matchup for Little Rock, but it would also be challenging for LSU should that matchup happen.
Generally speaking, Mark, I think you kind of mentioned it with Arkansas and Auburn, and also you can throw Coastal into the mix, so this regional host that swept through their regional without any problems. But were there any teams that really stood out to you from a positive light that you thought, okay, yeah, this team, you know, maybe entering postseason play, you knew that they were legit, but now you're seeing them more as a College World Series contender to win the whole thing in Omaha?
Well, I did not see UTSA coming out of Austin. That was the team that really, really caught my eye. They're super impressive. I don't know that they can win the whole thing, but I didn't think they'd beat Texas either. So that's a team I'm definitely going to watch because they're going to play UCLA, and that's that'll be an interesting matchup. Probably a late night, and may have the viewing to itself, which, you know, we kind of get to dial in on it. I like what Florida State's doing. They can really pitch, and that offense has gone from one that was just okay early in the year. They've got some freshmen that have come on board. Miles Bailey is a star. That's a team that I feel can win the whole thing. And North Carolina had a chance to watch a good bit of their regional also. If an SEC team doesn't win it, I think North Carolina is the pick. I really like what they can do on the mound. They're older, they're talented, and they just kind of seem to be in the right place, make the right play, and probably more importantly, not make the big mistake that we saw hurt some of these favored teams this week.
Mark, you mentioned a late night tonight in Baton Rouge. Curious for you, do you know why? Like an ESPN would pick the LSU to be an 8 o'clock first pitch? Is it just mainly doing it for ratings?
That's a great question. You know, it seemed we were joking about it within our staff today that maybe because LSU has played so many games that started so late, they got them confused and thought they were a West Coast team.
Man, I know I'm tired.
Yeah, right. But it is tough on especially us old guys that
right.
want to stay up and watch it and then have stuff to do the next day. Yeah. But yeah, part of it is viewing. But I mean, they gave Southern Miss the same time slot, too. I mean, that was kind of odd as well. I do feel like that anytime LSU plays, you know, one of the biggest brands in the sport, there's a chance to get some monster ratings, and that certainly plays a part.
Well, enjoy the rest of the games for going on right now, Mark, and also what's to come with those 8 o'clock first pitches. Always appreciate your time with us.
Absolutely. Going to be a good night.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Mark.
Yep.
Mark Etheridge, D1Baseball.com, SEC writer, gearing up for that LSU regional finale against Little Rock. That's an 8 o'clock first pitch, 7:30 pregame coverage coming up right here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.